Okay. John Gates. I can do it. Okay? Okay. John Gates, in the Navy, my first epiphany. This sucks. What am I doing here? Sitting on a ship 10 miles off the coast of Vietnam, hot and sweating. Trying to stay out of the jungle, that's what I'm doing. 4 years on the ocean is better than 2 years in the jungle, but it still sucks. At least I found a workshop empty so I can sit and relax for a while. The door opens suddenly and there stands my first class petty officer. Crap. He looks at me and I see the gears starting to turn. He's thinking of every excuse I can give him for sitting here doing nothing in the middle of the day. He'd been in the Navy for at least 24 years based on the hash mark on his sleeve and has heard them all. Now the gears are gaining speed. He thinks of every possible answer to my response, all designed to make me regret not taking the jungle route. Feeling a particularly generous mood, he may make allowance for the attitude and respect used in the delivery of my excuse. But no matter what, I'm in for it. He now has a logic tree in his mind complete, with all of the sub-branches needed to make this a miserable experience for me and give him a great deal of personal satisfaction. He doesn't like me anyway, California hippie, druggy type. Then it hits me like a bolt of lightning. His entire excuse response scenario is a one-way street. It starts with my excuse, follows the maze of his mind through all of his twists, turns, and dead ends, and then finishes with my demise. He fires the first stall, though. What are you doing, Gates? I respond like a single-shot sniper. Goofing off, sir. His face goes slack. The gears grind to a halt, like honey being poured into a fine watch. He's never heard that before. It isn't on the excuse list. It actually isn't even an excuse. I didn't lie to him. I was very respectful as I said it, and I answered his question. I've won the battle by an end run. He looks at me and says in a rather unsettled way, "We'll get back to work." He leaves with as much dignity as he can muster, not knowing exactly what's happened. I say, okay, I would, but of course I didn't. I just sat and thought. This is a line of reasoning I could possibly use to make it through my entire career in the service. Which, of course, I did. For as long as I lasted.